A Tale of Two Halves, and more.
I have been teaching in Japan for a few years now. I love teaching at elementary schools. It's such a great way to share my own experiences with languages with young children. Most people doing my job are considered to be native speakers of English. I guess I kind of fall into that category too. But recently, I have begun to think about what being a native speaker means. My name is Nicholas, and I was born into two cultures. Let me share a little of my story with you. My father was in the Air Force and was stationed in the south of Italy, where I grew up. My father wasn't an Italian, so my memories of my home country came from the Air Force base. It had shops, selling food, games, and other things that Italian shops didn't have. So, to my friends at school, this was all really foreign. For instance, they loved my peanut butter sandwiches, because I was the only one who had them. But it wasn't all positive. Because I grew up in Italy, most of my friends were Italian, whereas I had two languages and cultures. My friends were whole, while I was split. Even my own name made me a bit self-conscious, because Nicholas ended with an S, and Italian names don't end like that. So, as long as I can remember, I was living two different lives. It was difficult to know where I belonged sometimes. I did enjoy some parts of the American side of life. I got access to some things that weren't available in Italy at the time. Like, I got to show off my cool new games. I had the first Nintendo, and all of my friends were jealous. But for me, Italy was my home. When I was a child, I would say to myself, I'm never going to leave this place, and I'm never going to marry someone who doesn't speak Italian. Although I grew up bilingual, when I was younger, I would refuse to speak in English. My father would talk to me in English, and I would always reply in Italian. To me, Italian was the real or original language. What I mean is, take a simple glass of water. To me, water was acqua. I knew that it was so also called water in English, but to me, that was just like a different name. Water was acqua. Some people just call it water. It's like, to me, the Italian language represented reality. Italian was reality. A big change happened when I moved to the north of Italy, around when I was in junior high school. Well, here again, I was different. The way I spoke Italian sounded different to everyone else, and sometimes I couldn't understand them. In Italy, especially when I was younger, the north and the south were very different. The north was much richer, and the south much poorer. I was basically the guy from the south, and everyone else was from the rich north. So, I felt split in two again. But the funny thing is that my other identity was accepted much more in the north. When they heard my father was on the Air Force base, they thought it was cool, much cooler than being the kid from the south. You know, because I got all the nice toys and new games and things. So I began to adopt the other half of my identity more. And I also became more comfortable with speaking English. So what brought me to Japan? Well, there was one thing all the kids in Italy shared in the 1990s, both North and South. We all loved Japanese cartoons. Of course, they were dubbed into Italian, but each episode would end with the same three Japanese characters in hiragana. I never knew their meaning, but I knew it meant the end of the episode, and that I wouldn't have to wait another week for the next episode. I think these cartoons later inspired me to learn Japanese. And now, I have left my home country and I live in Japan. Using my third language, Japanese, every day, I now feel much more than two split halves. Oh, and now I know what these three hiragana characters meant. To be continued, just like my own story.